Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every worship is to our God. We say, good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We stop by to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy, how it sustained us all last night, Father. We say thank you. Every praise is to our God. Oh, we come to praise you this morning. We come to magnify your name this morning, Father God. Because if it had not been for you, where would we be at this day, Father? And so we thank you, Father God. We come to praise you. We come to magnify your name. We come to lift you up. Because, Father, without you, we ain't nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for strength today. We thank you for allowing us to see another Sunday morning, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. And we just say thank you. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today to drive off every spirit if not of the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to bless your name today in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the visionary of this line, Father God. Continuously pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift up the Deacon Sanchez family to you today, Father God. Continue to do a new thing and a miracle in this family, Father God, for his daughter, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to us on this side, and we say thank you for her healing right now. Thank you for pouring your strength into her body right now. Thank you for driving the pain out of her body right now. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. Lift up Elder Hunter and his family to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them and keep them near to you, Lord God. Then no weapon formed against that family should prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Every praise is to our God. Oh, we come empty today to be filled with more of you, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for being our doctor, Jesus, our great physician. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You the CEO of the universe. You the CEO of the doctors. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We come to say thank you. Thank you for Restoration Foundation Ministry, Father God, that you are covering each and every one of us individual and collectively in that ministry, Father God, that we are graduating to another level in you, Father God. Oh, we come to say thank you, Father. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. And we say, no weapon formed against this ministry shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father God. Lift up Mom and Dad Matthews to you, Father God. The Matthew family, Father God. Continue to cover and keep them in your keeping care, Father God. That no harm or danger will come to them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care. Open up doors for them that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open for Mother Sydney and her house. Her whole entire family, Father God. From the oldest to the youngest right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. And we thank you that we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones still in the land of the living, and we say thank you, Father. Thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, relatives, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name for them right now, Father God. Order our footsteps. Lead and direct us in all truth on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up accidents around them and to them right now in the name of Jesus. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign and dispatch angels all around their vehicles, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name today, Father. Lift up Biden and Harrison to you, Father God. Cover the White House with the blood right now, Father God. Drive out every spirit in that White House that's not of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, and let the Holy Spirit rule and reign in Washington, D.C., Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Oh, we come to magnify your name today. You say if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified. Have your way today, Father God. Cover the highways today, Father God. In the name of Jesus for the holiday weekend, Father God. Keep your sons and daughters safe from all harm and danger as they drive, as they fly out, Lord God, celebrating the holiday, Father God. We plead the blood over every airplane, every runway right now, every train in the name of Jesus, every train track, Father God. We plead the blood over it right now, Father God. No trains will derail, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for Aretha, Father God. Faithfully work behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around her family as well, Father God. Meet every need they stand in need of, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Because we couldn't have woke up this morning without you, Father God. And we say thank you. We got eyes to see today, ears to hear. Hallelujah. Activity of our limbs. Some woke up this morning and had to have assistance to get up, Father God. We will not take it light. We didn't have to have assistance, and we say thank you. We have a mouth to call on your name today, Father. Some woke up and can't speak, Father God. Like my cousin had a stroke about a month ago, Father God. He can't speak. But, Father God, I'm asking you to touch his vocal cords right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let a fresh fire anointing right now over his entire body, Father God. Give him his speech back, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Because the Spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. The Spirit of the living God can go where x-rays can't show. So we thank you for your Spirit moving on his body right now, Father God, in that vocal area, Father God, on the side that he's paralyzed on, Father God. Let anointing destroy that stiffness right now. Anoint his joints, his muscles right now by your Holy Spirit. Have your way today, God, because it's not about me. It's all about you. Have your way. Your will be done, not mine, but yours, Lord God. And we come to give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father God. We love you. We need you, Father. We are absolutely nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come to cast the world on your shoulder today. In the name of Jesus, your shoulder is equipped to carry every burden and every weight. So we cast it on your shoulder today, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our services on today, Father God. Saturate our sanctuary with your Shekinah glory, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Cover our musicians with the blood. Anoint their hands, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our praise team, anoint their voices today, Father God, that they will sing unto you, Lord God. Have your way today in our services, Father God. And continue to pour your strength back in, prophet, the visionary, hallelujah, of this line, Lord God. The head of the church, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name. Pour your strength back in him, Lord God. Pour it back in him, Father God, an overflow of strength in him right now. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and thank God. Every praise is to my God. Every praise is to my God. Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Have your way. Have your way, oh, Father God. Open up our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we can see and truly know, oh, Father God, that you are truly in control of everything, oh, Father God, that is going on around the world. Oh, Father God, it may not seem so, oh, Father God, in our human mind, oh, Father God, but having our trust and faith in you with patience, oh, Father God, we know that you are in control, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for this day, oh, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you and honor you for the life that you have given us, oh Father God. We want to thank you and honor you, oh Father God, even for the health, oh Father God, that you are bestowing upon us, oh Father God, restoring, oh Father God, those phantoms, oh Father God, that has been integrated into our human bodies, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for healing. We thank you for protection, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for supernaturally, oh Father God, transforming, oh Father God, all of the foods that we may eat, oh Father God, that they will nourish our bodies, oh Father God, and give us those things that is needed, oh Father God, to sustain us, oh Father God, and to be in health, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for your supernatural ability. We thank you for people being placed up in our lives, oh Father God, to encourage us, oh Father God, in areas, oh Father God, that we may have become weak in, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you and honor you again, oh Father God, for the things that you have done up in your people's lives, oh Father God, and the things that you are doing. Oh, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for all our possessions, oh Father God, that you have given us, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh Father God, for allowing us with those things that you have given us to be good stewards over them, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we will follow your, oh Father God, decree. Oh, Father God, we will follow your statutes, oh Father God. Of all things we come in contact with and even our possessions, oh Father God. Oh, how little they may seem, oh Father God. Or how big that they may seem, oh, Father God, in the eyes of others, oh, Father God. But we trust you, Father God, in all things, oh, Father God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet, oh, Father God, and we trust your word and stand upon your word, oh, Father God, because you are revealing, oh, Father God, your ways and words to us, oh, Father God, that have never been released upon the earth before into the minds and hearts of your people, oh Father God, so that we may stand strong, oh Father God, in the midst of adversity, trials, and tribulations, oh Father God. Oh, because we love you and we trust you, oh Father God, and there's no one like you, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for the powerful force, oh Father God, of love, oh Father God, that you have instituted within our lives, oh Father God, oh, because love cancels out all fear, oh Father God. Oh Father God, because fear is only an obstacle, oh Father God, that tries to delay us and deter us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, but you have shared your love, oh Father God, throughout the whole earth, oh Father God, because everyone, oh Father God, that is moving and have their being even today, even if it's not up in you, oh Father God, they are breathing the breath of life that you have created, oh Father God. So the soul and the faculties, oh Father God, may be able, oh Father God, to do the things, oh Father God, and obtain unto the things, oh Father God, and see the things and do the thing that you have decreed, oh Father God, those who are in you to do. Oh Father God, and we thank you for that, oh Father God, for what you're doing, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for regulating our mind, will, and emotions, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, that they are put in right order, oh Father God, within us first, oh Father God. Oh, thank you, oh Father God, for having us to know ourselves, oh Father God, to know ourselves well enough to know our weaknesses and our strengths, and know when to move and when not to move, when to be subject to things and when to not be subject to things, oh Father God, up in this world, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for Yahshua HaMashiach, oh Father God, for what he did upon Calvary in the hill of Golgotha, restoring us back into our rightful place, our original intent, moving and having our being up in you, oh Father God. Oh, thank you, oh Father God, even again, oh Father God, for the trials and tribulations that we have, that you allowed in our life for us to go through, to be a stepping stone, to be a teaching, understanding of experiences, oh Father God, and the blind is taken off, that we can see you in the midst of all of them, oh Father God, that you was keeping us, oh Father God, through those things, oh Father God, that we went through, that you allow us to be up in our life, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you and honor you for what you're doing on this season of our life, oh Father God, because there's no one like you, oh Father God. Oh Father God, you are awesome in all your ways, oh Father God. And we thank you again, O Father God, for the love that you have bestowed upon us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you, O Father God, for even the healing process, O Father God, that you are bestowing upon us, O Father God. All those areas, O Father God, that is in the human body, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, O Father God, we thank you for your anointing falling and your healing power falling upon us, O Father God, saturating us, O Father God. And restoring those things, O Father God, that have became eradicated up in our body and distorted, O Father God, because of certain chemicals and the medication. But we decree and declare this day, O Father God, that all things were created by you and for you, O Father God. And those things, O Father God, that we may be even taking now, O Father God, to somewhat sustain our human body, but they will do no harm, O Father God, up in our bodies, O Father God. Know the systems that you have created in our bodies, circulatory, the digestive, the reproductive, the nervous, all systems that you have created to work together, O Father God, inwardly, O Father God, that it will be restored and work at its optimal performance, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for mental clarity in this dispensation season and time also, Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing, O Father God. We thank you for opening up my eyes. We thank you for opening up our ears, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for all of those things within us and around us work together for good, O Father God. And that 91st song, O Father God, will have its perfect place within our life, O Father God, knowingly and unknowingly, consciously and unconsciously, O Father God, that it will saturate, O Father God, our subconscious mind, O Father God, because the Holy Spirit that you have given us, O Father God, is forever praying, O Father God, and coming for your throne for us, even when we're not consciously aware of it, O Father God. We know, O Father God, up in your word because it says so. Oh, and we thank you and honor you again, O Father God, for what you're doing, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, to given that you have given us the ability, O Father God, to tread, O Father God, to tread upon the enemies of our lives, O Father God, and you have given us the ability, O Father God, to command Satan, O Father God, and all his demons, O Father God, to loose our mind, O Father God. Oh, we ask you, O Father God, for the individuals, O Father God, that need no exercise up in that area, O Father God, that you will send your angels, O Father God, to them, O Father God, to break and sever all fetters and cords and bands and chains and ties and bonds that have hindered them and kept them away from coming into the ultimate true knowledge of you, O Father God, even walking it here upon the earth, O Father God, or even up in their thoughts, O Father God, because even in your words you say to catch every thought captive when it's not conducive to our destiny and well-being in you, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for moving in that area of our lives, oh, Father God, to keep us steadfast, oh, Father God, and unmovable, oh, Father God, and in the faith, oh, Father God, but you are showing us, oh, Father God, much in better way, O Father God, and revealing things to us in your word, O Father God, seeing things in your word that we have never seen before, O Father God, understanding deep things and deep sentences, O Father God, that we have never entertained and understood before, O Father God, but they may be very vital in this dispensation season and time of our life, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that we are putting a bright upon our tongue, O Father God, that the words that we speak and put out in the atmosphere, O Father God, but that they will be conducive and healthy, O Father God, and strength, O Father God, to the hearers, O Father God, and even the word, O Father God, that's sent out into the atmosphere, O Father God, that has a landing strip for, O Father God, that presence and that power of your word, O Father God, to be instilled into their lives. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, that you are preparing us, O Father God, for everything, O Father God, that is needed in this time, O Father God. Or we thank you, O Father God, for your armor, O Father God, the green, the clear, O Father God, that once we step out, O Father God, and cross the door sills, O Father God, of our prospective homes, O Father God, that your armor, O Father God, would automatically, O Father God, be put upon us, O Father God, even if we forget, O Father God, let this prayer even be now until eternity, O Father God, that every time our foot, O Father God, hits the floor, O Father God, that your armor, O Father God, be automatically, O Father God, put upon us, O Father God, so that when we go out, O Father God, as it says in 23rd song, and to the world, O Father God, as we cross our doorstep, we will feel no evil, because we know that you are with us, O Father God, every minute, every hour, and every second. Oh, Father God, we want to honor you and thank you, oh, Father God, oh, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for shedding your love upon us, oh, Father God, because, again, love cancels out fear, oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for you shedding that upon us, oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for even being vessels, oh, Father God, through you and in you, that we could share that love that you have for us toward others, O Father God, not being a subject, O Father God, unto the deceitful subtleness, O Father God, tactics and programming of the enemy that have us to judge people unknowingly, O Father God, because we have learned that way, O Father God. But you are changing the hearts and the minds of your people, O Father God, to see as you see, hear as you hear, O Father God. Yeah, and love as you, and love like you love, O Father God, for the people. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you and magnify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because you are ultimate on your ways, oh, Father God. And again, Father God, I ask that you would till the hearts of your people this morning, oh, Father God, that are going out to their prospective places, that they may, that the word, oh, Father God, that they may hear, oh, Father God, will fall upon good ground, oh, Father God, and that your blood will protect that word, oh, Father God, and to it marinate within their spirit and their hearts and their mind, oh, Father God, that they may be able to carry it, O Father God, throughout their prospective places and land, O Father God, and they, and that word, O Father God, that is conducive for them, O Father God, and resonate with them, O Father God, that it would be able to be manifested into their lives, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for loving us so much, O Father God, for keeping us so much, O Father God. In restoring us, O Father God, into our rightful place, O Father God, and that you have started that process even now, O Father God, in others, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for help, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for cleansing us, O Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, O Father God. O Father God, this is there are toxins, O Father God, in our body, O Father God, from the things that they have taken in and they need to be eliminated. O Father God, take out the toxins in our spiritual man also, O Father God, that need to be eliminated from out our lives, O Father God, because it has served this purpose, O Father God, like in our lives, O Father God, and it was a stepping stone to go to the next level, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, O Father God, that you would still within us, O Father God, the knowledge to not violate you, O Father God, in any way, shape, form, or fashion, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that you love us so much, O Father God, that you was willing to send your only begotten Son here, O Father God, to save us, Father God, from our sins, past, present, and future, O Father God. And it is said, it is already done. And we thank you, O Father God, for your love. Oh, we thank you for your flames of fire, Father God, and that you have placed in the throat and tongues of your ministers, O Father God. O Father God, give them the word that is needed, that is conducive, O Father God, that will resonate with the people and that will strengthen them, O Father God. O Father God, let not the enemy, O Father God, snatch that which you have given them, O Father God, that will sustain them, O Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time. Let love have its perfect place. Let love rule, O Father God. And we honor and thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of your people. Shalom.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. The Ron Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years.
On the Lifeline. It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor.
Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme,
go big or don't go at all.
It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's Praise and Worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., It's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m. It's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App. Cash tag RFPIM. At sale. At WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
That's We Restore, the letter U, at Yahoo.com.
And at PayPal
at www.WeRestoreYou.org. Please put T-shirt size in the memo section.
For more information, call 877-912-2027.
877-912-2027.
Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988.
Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years on the Lifeline.
June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois.
Right now, make plans to be there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.WeRestoreYou.org.
That's www.WeRestoreU.org.
God bless you.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. Just put your hands on yourself.
And there's nothing to make me doubt. baby doesn't cry. You can tell me that June isn't before July. There's nothing you can say or do that will change my reality. You see, ever since I tried the Lord, I know he's always with me. Oh, you can't tell me that he won't step in and rescue me. You can't tell me that he didn't die just to set me free. Don't try convincing me that God isn't everything I need. Oh, you see, he's faithful when others are not. He's a surest friend I've got.
Day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time, where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, senior pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and Restoration Destiny Center, and we welcome you all for joining us on this day. We give God praise, glory, and honor for those who are connecting with us on today. And those of you who are newly connected with us as well, we give God praise, glory, and honor for you as well. And certainly we honor the Lord for his goodness and his mercy towards us, a season where there's so many phenomenal things that are happening, not only for the believer, but for those who are coming into the knowledge and the revelation of the kingdom of God. God is doing many things for you as well. You just have to open your heart, obey the Lord, and watch what he's going to do in you and for you for such a time as this. And we're thanking God for Prayer Warriors Ministry, gift, and kingdom leaders. Thank you all for your power of prayer, your position, and all of the mighty things that you do. Thank you, Prayer Warriors and intercessors that prayed in the midnight hour. I bless the Lord for you all as well, and thank you for all that you're doing. Congratulations to Administrator Rita Bryan on her graduating from Global Evangelical Christian College and Seminary of Montgomery, Alabama, and around the world. Thank God for her doctorate in Christian education and, I believe, women's ministry. We bless the Lord for you, woman of God. Thank God for all of the mighty things that the Lord is doing through you, in you, for such a time as this. So all of the times I've been saying, doctor, happen. It is so. And I am excited about that. We're gaining ground in this season for those who are continuously following the resume of such great leaders and watching what God is doing for you as well as the men and women of God who are staying in position. This is the greatest hour that every man and woman of God must hold their position. Hold your position, stay in that place, and watch what the Lord will do for you and in you and on your behalf. It is important for us to stay in that position in the kingdom of God so that we will see and know all of the great things that God had promised us from the beginning of time. His promises are yea, and his promises are amen. And we want to be in that place where whatever the Lord is doing is going to be great. I told the Lord many years ago, whatever you're doing in this season, it's none of my business. I just want to be in it and follow the instruction for which you have given me as a servant and a kingdom leader for your people. I want to just be a blessing and do what's deemed necessary in an hour, in a season, in a dispensation for which you have established for many of us. The sound in the land right now is a sound of major confusion. It's a sound in the land, but it's a sound of major confusion. And God wants his people to walk in the purpose and the promise of his word towards him, and you will see the manifestation of what he's getting ready to do in you and for you and through you on today. So I just thank God for the men and women of God who can move past all of the distraction and the counterfeit exhibitions that are being done so that you will see what God has spoken from the foundation concerning his for such a time as this. So we thanking God for what the Lord is doing in the lives of the men and women of God. This is one of those out times where everybody must brace themselves for what God has posted for us to do. Amen. It's already been posted what we should do. We should know now that Bible that gives you the basic instruction before leaving earth, and the other revelation that he's revealing to us, and the other 14 books that have been taken out of the Bible, or what we call the scrolls. We have to follow the presence of the Lord God and keep his word in everything that we do for him, in him, and through him. So I have to trust God for all that he's doing for us on today. So we bless the Lord. Those of you who are in this particular region, join us today at 11 a.m. We're looking forward to a powerful time at Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, great move on this day. Looking to see you, you and you in the building, and those of you who are joining the local church at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. You want to be in the building too. The oil is spreading, but the anointing remains alive for those of you who are connected. Let the oil fall on the sons and the daughter, that they may feel and know that the Spirit of the Lord God is with them as well as he's going before them. Even as God told Joshua after the farewell address of Moses, he said, Moses, my minister is dead. I'm not going anywhere. But he said, now the helm is in your hand. I'm entrusting you. Paul told Timothy, you stand tall. Don't move from your place. I may not be with you, but the presence is there. He also so told them in one of his writings, he longed to be with them, to be with them. And we thanking God for the longing of the Lord and what God is doing for so many of the believers in this season of our life and the destiny and the purpose for which he's doing it for us now. Not 2 weeks from now, not 7 days from now, but right now, what he's doing in the right now of our life for us, that we may see his mighty hand on us and his power go before us. So I want more. I tell our team and leaders, I want more. Lord, I want more. I need more. I seek for more of you, Lord. Psalm said, more of you, Lord. Less of me, more of you. And that's what we want, more of him. And in the time that we're in, I desire more of him. I seek for more of God than anything. We want more of you. And that's where your heart has to be. That as the deer panted after the water brook, so our heart longed for God, longed to be in his presence, longed to have him, longed to be with him and connected with him. So we're thanking God for you, for each and every one of you all on today. All right. Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2023. It's June 23rd through the 25th. All roads will lead to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We're looking to see you in the building. Registration fee is $50, and we're looking forward to a power-packed time in the Lord and in the atmosphere of the kingdom of God. So many of you are saying you're going to be here for our 12th year. The theme, go big or don't go at all. That's the illustration of the theme for this year, going big or don't go at all. You have to rise to the occasion, make it happen. Don't let no one turn you back from where you want, where you need to be in the Lord and in the relationship with him. Go big or don't go at all. Amen. Go big. All right, we're not gonna hold you long on today. We're gonna share a few the word of the Lord God with some of you, and then we're going to, because always fuel the technology we have when it comes to going live from different areas. So we're just going to let his will be done on this morning, and we will be doing the live. As soon as I go off of here, they will be heading to our sanctuary, heading to the sanctuary in here in the region. And we want you to join us in the sanctuary there. And I know you'll be blessed by it. Right now, you will experience such a powerful time in the Lord, all of those who are joining us. All right, 5520 Walsham Road, 102. 5520 Waltham Road. We want to see you in the place and in the building. Thank God for you and you on today. Into the word of the Lord God from the book of Acts. The book of Acts. The Lord dropped this in my spirit, saints of God. The book of Acts, chapter 2. The book of Acts, chapter 2. I'm going to actually deal with Acts 1 and take us from 1 in 7 into chapter 2. We must understand that when you read the book of Acts, Acts is a very powerful book, exiting out of or bringing us into from what we call Christology, the study of Yeshua, life, death, burial, resurrection, and ultimately power. Now, over the last several weeks, I've been doing some deep study of the Word of God, the Bible, as it relates to translation, events, activity, stories, parables, proverbs of this book. Between 1604 and 1611, there was a translation change. Actually, the translation change that was made was authorized by King James to authorize a translation in the English standard or the English standard form from the colonial to the colonial formula or standard. So the 47 scholars came together between 1604 and completion of 1611, 47, from around the world, taking Hebrew and Greek, Arabic, scrolls, and translating it into the English term. From that place, we had many, many Bibles given there, written to make it clear for men and women to understand the Word of God. So when you read the Bible, you're not reading infallible words. You're reading a translation of the Word of God. Translation means there's someone who took the Word, took the knowledge of the Word, or received the revelation from God, and wrote into the Bible. And then that which was already written, they had to translate it from one language to another language, so that the people can understand it in their language, from one language to another language, so people can understand in their language. So what you have is a translation of the Word of God, 66 books, actually 80 books, but 66 of them. Now, as I've said years ago, the Word of God is encrypted in sacred code. It's encrypted in code. And if you don't have a revelation, a deep insight, you will miss many things that were written in this Bible, many things, especially when it comes to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are gospel comes from the word synoptic. It gives you an understanding of the life, of the death, of the burial, of the resurrection, and the power of Jesus Christ. Synoptic, in other words, synoptic means common view of his life through a biography of writers who's experienced his life. So after that, you go into the book of Acts. Now, the book of Acts allows the believers to understand the early church, Jesus being crucified, Pentecost. It began in AD 30, and to understand the life of him and all of the things that comes with understanding a relationship. Relationship. I want God's people to have a relationship with the Lord, a relationship. It is important for us to have relationship with the Father through the Word of God. But it's more important for the believer to live this thing and to live it based upon him giving it to you internally. He's a revealer of many things, and God wants to reveal his word to you. And that will become conflict for many due to us having to contradict what we've been taught, what we've been learned, what we've been told, or what we've been given based upon the history of the Word of God. So when I share what I share with many people, the fear is being able to take the Word of God from where it's been taught and told, and to change the mindset of the incarcerated systems of thoughts and will, to bring you to understand that in you, God is who he said he is in you. If you ever notice, demon spirits and forces of the enemy works very hard to destroy human life or the characteristics of human life. And so they invest in trying to destroy every substratum of your life and take you out of here. That is why it is important for many of us to walk totally in the things of the Lord, period. Do not deviate from his righteousness. Do not deviate from his word. Do not deviate from his plan. Do not allow people to manipulate you based upon the word of God. Follow God. And when God speaks to you, and when I say follow God, I'm not saying don't hear from men and women of God, but you must rest assured that when you hear the word of God, you are following him or her while they're teaching, so that you won't be deceived by what you're reading, studying, and understanding. The book of Acts, chapter number 1. Now, the book of Acts gives you an accurate account of the birthing of the growth of the church. Now, notice it says the Christian church, the birthing of the Christian church. Now, Luke, who is a Gentile in a physician. Now, the word Gentile actually was not in there. It was nation, the actual word. Luke, who was a preacher to the nation. This book allows you to understand your relationship with God as it relates to the indwelling presence of God in you. When you study Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, it gives you stories of the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it also includes in that and not limited the miracles, signs, and wonder, the mysteries of the kingdom of God and the revelation that came through Jesus after the transition of the prophets and the prophetic to bringing us into understanding the mysteries of the kingdom of God, to foretell what has been spoken through the prophets of who will come, the Messiah, the Mashiach. If you ever hear people say Yeshua HaMashiach, HaMashiach, meaning it means anointed one, Mashiach, HaMashiach, the anointed one, to be able to understand that relationship. We are part of the anointed one. We are anointed in God. Anointing means smearing. It's a smearing. It's an oil. It's a smearing. So when you hear the anointing, you hear a man, a woman speaking of the oil, that smearing, the cleansing. Isaiah 10:27 said, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off of your shoulders and the burden from around your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the what anointing, the smearing. It should be through the power of his word that cleanses, not oil that you buy and you pray over it and you lay it on it. That's a demonstration, but in us is the manifestation of what we demonstrate. And people in the world, they don't carry the manifestation. They watch demonstration, somebody laying hands, somebody putting oil on you. But in you is the power and the glory of God, that you may walk, breathe, and live in the demonstration of the power of God through his manifestation. You have to be who God called you to be. Stop putting your greatness in the layaway and waiting for somebody to take it out 90 days later based upon the price tag of it. You have to know who you are in the kingdom of God. Enter the word of the Lord God, Acts chapter 1, verses number, we're going to move right down to verse number 6, 1, Acts chapter 1, verse number 6. And go from there, chapter 1, verse number 6. We're going to go from there. I hope this is blessing some of you all today. And then we're going to utilize the rest of our time for our live. Amen. Amen. Well, let me go through this real quickly. Chapter 1. Let's go to chapter 1, verse number 1. Jesus ascended to heaven, the establishment of the church. Now, this book of Acts begins with the gospel. And begins where the gospel leaves off, and recording and reporting the action of the apostles and the work of the Holy Spirit in the beginning of Jerusalem. The church is established and grow rapidly and face intense persecution with diverse challenges and battles, and believers who were in those surrounding areas were faced with through the dispersion, the battles, the centurion, the Gentile nation, so that they can hear the word of God through the apostles and the news of the things that had been taught through the word of God. The former treaties, verse 1, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Yeshua began to do and teach until the day which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, was given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof. In other words, people who saw, experienced, and knew the experience, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promises of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore come together, they ask him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at that time restore again the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of Israel? Now, coming into really understanding this, he asked the question, will you restore the kingdom of Israel? The kingdom of Israel. Now, if you study the transition that Jacob made in his battle and wrestle with the angels to be blessed, the transition was a name change from Jacob into Israel, Israel into problem, promise. And then what you have to understand Jacob ladder. Now, all secret society use the term understanding Jacob ladder in their secrets. I want to take it to the sacred place of what God is saying to the original people. Because secret society, their ideology is to destroy those tribes and those people from coming into existence to fulfill the promises of God. And the promises of God are yea and amen. Paul also said these in his word. I call God for record. In other words, I call God for history on the thing that shall be done. And he asked the question, will you restore again the kingdom of Israel? Promise, not necessarily a land. The Jews people, we were tent people. We traveled. We never stayed in one place, but we stayed in the presence of God in one place. We never deviated from the plan of God. He said unto them, is it not? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power. You will not know the times and the season for when God established and put his people in position. But when it happened, you will recognize and realize it was totally his will and it was his word. Many people are trying to figure this thing out. They have studied it from history. They have studied it for many years, centuries, and thousands of years, who the original people is, and will they know? But how can we keep them from one generation to another generation for fulfilling the perfect, complete will of God for our lives, their life, and the world life? And if we can do that, we can always keep them from reaching that place in God, his perfect will, the man, the believer, the holy man, the perfect man, the upright man of God for this time. And we're including witness too, but we're talking about the seed that God has established through his word. And they said to him in verse number, when they therefore come together, they ask him, saying, Lord, will thou at that time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Everything is restored already. The enemy don't want to see the manifestation of what's been restored. The problem now is who's teaching you the word of God. Everything is restored, but the problem is seeing it manifest. That's why the confusion in churches and religions and doctrines and denominations is all about the restoration of what God has spoken through his word, through his scroll, through his hieroglyphic, who is Arabic, to understand truly who we are in the Holy Ghost of God, in the power of God, in the presence of God, and the things of God. In you lie all his entire kingdom, and it's in you. That's why the enemy has spent so much time with transgendering, changing the identity, hiding people from who they were, trying to keep them to be out of the alignment with God. And if you're out of the alignment with God, you'll never come into alignment with the purpose of who you will be. You will totally live outside of the power and the presence of who you are in the Lord. That's why when a lot of things that happened in the world from the 60s to the 50s to the 40s to the 30s to the 20s to 1900 to all the way to 1800 and before that time, it has always been the plan of principalities and power, never to allow God's people to reach who they are in the kingdom of God. And he then engrafted us all in. So all nations are included in the divine plan of God, not just your own select people. But all nations are included. There's a history that has never been told. And when it's been told, it's been shifted away from the original plan of God. So he says to them, in particular, in that verse 6, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and you shall be witness unto what? Both Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Everybody will come to the knowledge and the understanding of the presence of Elohim, God himself. They will come to the knowledge of who they are in him and through him, and that's relationship with him. That's the fullness of the Godhead bodily, coming into the fullness of who God has you to be, the fullness of who you are in the kingdom of God. God wants to bring the people into the fullness of who they are. Chapter 2 opens us up with the Feast of Pentecost, understanding the festivals and the feast based upon the word of God from the book of Leviticus. Understand how everything is done biblically to line us up, not paganism, but biblically. Pagan stuff draws you away from the presence of God into the mindset of Nimrod, the ninth generation of Noah. You have to understand where we are as a people in the kingdom of God and walking in that thing, walking in the word of God. You are heirs to him. You are predestined to be conformed to the image of God, the predestined to be conformed. You are predestined, mean preordained, inevitable, irresistible faith. You have been predestined to be conformed to the image of God. Listen to that, to the image of God, just like him. Just like him in the totality of his deity. Just like him. You know, as I was studying the word of God, I wanted to do this live, and I will take it to the live in a few minutes. I'm just going to end right here and go to the live for the people. Before we go over to the, I'm going to take us into Acts chapter 2, but due to some technology here, I have to set it up where both ministries will be able to, they will be able to have their live and my live, and everything streams through the Ryan Matthews ministry, and streaming sometimes can be difficult in terms of technology. But Acts chapter 2, it said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in what? One accord in one place. The day of Pentecost. Now, the day of Pentecost was fully come. The day of Pentecost was fully, it was fully come, the day of Pentecost. Now, if I go over to the word of God and begin to talk about the Pentecost or the festival of the Pentecost, I would have to connect it with Leviticus chapter 23 and 15. And when ye shall count unto you for tomorrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be completed. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number the 50 days and shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall be, you shall bring out of your, in your habitation two wave loaves. Now it's talking about the Pentecost. It's talking about the festival of the Pentecost. Now, I'm sharing that for the purpose that people will understand that the Pentecost, their Pentecost, Leviticus 23:15-22, you can read it. It was the ending of the barley of the harvest and the beginning of the wheat harvest to show the power, bountiful harvest that will come from Pentecost. Now, you see how they connected, and here's what we receive in the from the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the feast of the Pentecost. And suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind and filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it set upon each of them. It set upon each of them, cloven tongues set upon each of them. Now you have to understand when you hear the word of God, how the Pharisees took off the altar, the tongue off the altar, and laid it upon them to understand exactly what fell upon the people. If you read it, you can go to Isaiah 6, how they went into the altar, angels themselves, and the power of the presence of God, how things are falling. We have so many people indoctrinated with information that have not came from the power and the presence of God. Holiness was here before we had what we call the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. They lived a holy life. The priest was separated unto God. Their life was separated. When I say holy, your body remained to the completion of God in holiness, holy and righteousness unto God. The people were not able to go into that presence. The priest did. Now God moved that, and he allowed us to walk in holiness, P because of his spirit that's on all of us. If you read it from Joel, your sons and daughter will prophesy. An old man will dream. And then it comes into Acts chapter 2, and he talks about it. He talks about now the spirit is on all of us. You can move in the spirit of God. You can operate in the spirit of God. You don't have to have a archbishop, a father, a priest. You have access into all things through the word of God, through the Father, from the Son. You have access. He's given us the power and access to all things. Let me read on down. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to do what? They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation. See, that word, now you see, here it is, nation, under the heaven. Now, when the noise abroad, the multitude came together and was confound because that every man heard them speak in his own languages. They spoke in their own languages. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galilean? And how hear we every man in our own tongues, wherein we were born? They understood their languages. Because God has brought things together. If you go in the history, you'll find out in the word of God from the book of Genesis chapter number 11. When God saw the Nephilim, he saw the fallen ones. The people were one. And they was trying to build a name. They could have built it in the spirit world. A name, a tower to heaven. They could have built it. And what did he do? He said, the people are one. These people were one. And he came down. And what did he do? He confounded their language and spread them abroad. We have to understand what God is doing by revelation. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I want to share something that I believe the Lord gave me through a revelation. And I hope this can bless some of you all. Everything we hear here from the 47 scholars and from 1604 to 1611 are all based upon translation. Now, the other 14 books that were taken out, I believe those were books for men and women of God to be able to understand how to transcend oneself through the word of God, to really understand how to transcend your thoughts into a spiritual realm. So what they gave you is the stories to understand, but they took out the mysteries of how you can take your mind into the presence of God and you can be just like the Father. You can move in the presence of him in such a great way. You can transcend. Transcend means to rise above cognitive, the normal way, into the supernatural. That is why so many people fight the supernatural, to be able to tap into the supernatural realm of God. Some of us, God has taken us into a supernatural place in here. And there are many people are trying to tap in, but there's so much confusion in your thoughts. The enemy is playing with your thoughts. I call it the corona anesthesia in the land. Sold the people for the last, 12 years, from 2011 to 2023. That's 12 years between 1611 all the way to 2011. That's 400 years. And then 12 years of the tribe. Their plan was to destroy, and they use political leaders. They use false narrative. They use false Jews. They use even some of us, and they use it under the umbrella of love. They use it under the umbrella of a movement and deceive many people. And the enemy fool many people. But if you prophetic in Gastabaholebiasatelebohosha, you will not be fooled by the Spirit. So many things you will literally have to contradict to get into the revelation of how you can move yourself from one place to another, to move in the power of God. You ain't got to go through 33rd degree and climb up to 12 ladders and go through the skulls and the brains. You can tap into the presence of God in you, the eye of God in you, the synergy of energy from eternity to humanity. Yet you'll be struggling, but you'll have power over that area to move in the presence of God in the glory of him. Many people, when it comes to talking about supernatural, coming, talking about in mysteries, moving into the realm of God, understanding the knowledge of God, transcending, when you talk about that, it causes demonic spirit to get angry. And you know why? Because you're walking into areas in the spirit realm where you find them there and you can halt their plan like Enoch did. He was able to transcend himself. He was moving in the spirit. He didn't even have to die. You can be in a place in God where you never have to die. This is a shell here. You can move in the presence of God. There's in a state in the very subconscious of man that you will be able to move in the power of God. You will be moving in signs and wonder. You won't have to worry about, because the way most things are done, they want you to get it from the flesh realm, not in the supernatural. Because when you tap into the supernatural, you are a threat to the spirit realm. You are a threat to demons. You are a threat to humans who feel they only have the secrets to everything. They don't have secrets because their life is not sacred. Their secrets is blood sacrifice, ancient study, the human trafficking. Their secret is to tap into demonic worshipers, worshiping spirit, getting children, and getting those, if I could take you out some places, getting them to get to the highest peak of their mind, and they're destroying them, taking their blood. These diabolical, wicked people. You have to know who you are in the kingdom of God. There's a place that you can be in God that is so entrenched into his presence. There's nations in the world right now that some people, you haven't even tapped into the civilization. There's a civilization in here, in the earth realm that is far greater than this diabolical atmosphere you in, and what people call holiness and righteousness. And most of the time, when you hear people who preach on holiness and righteousness, they preach it from a scare tactic, not to be able to transcend, to be pure in God because of his love that he has towards you. You can be in a place and you can live holy. You can walk holy. You can serve God holy. You don't have to do this stuff in the world. God is perfecting us to be in a place where we can be in him. You can be in a place in God where you can live this thing truthfully. Everybody, you got lying spirits in the land. Don't get lying a minute. When it's easy for somebody to do stuff, just so easy to do it, better be very careful of that man or that woman. Because there's a place in God, that he wants to take you into in his glory, that you will be able to move presence of the Lord. When you have met yourself truly, you have actually met God. Because that's where you are at in him as a believer. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord. We're going to stop today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You can walk in the place of God. You'll be able to discern. The Lord allow you to actually see demons. He'll actually allow you to see them. Nobody else will see them. You'll see them. You'll see the angel. Nobody else will see them. You'll see them. You'll view them. Clearly you'll see them, and you'll know that's them. Because what? The power that's in you. God will let you tap into some stuff that'll blow your mind and scare them. All of this stuff that they doing in Hollywood, that's why they call it Lost Angels. That's why they can go over there to the land of Lost Angels and do what they do in Hollywood. All of that stuff they doing over there. But how many know what was in the dark is manifesting itself now? It's alive now. It's here. And we're walking in the victory for which God has given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor for all of the things you're doing in your son Jesus' name. We pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, Administrator Rita Bryant, thank God for the people of God. We're getting ready to jump on our Facebook page. And as I said, we're going to transition some information back so that I will have my own page, that I will be able to use my own page and not Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page have attached to mine. Because once they attach theirs, they shift my page. And so we wasn't live. I will have to use another device to do that. And so we'll bring it on in for the people to be blessed. Okay, saints of God, we're thanking God for you all today and blessing the Lord for the word of God, for those who received it, heard it. I want you to take God at his word. Take this word and study it. Get into the word. Study the word of God. Please feel free to reach out to the office, 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027. I'll be jumping on my Facebook page. When you come over there and join me, please share with others that they may be blessed as well. I will not be long over there as well. I'm going to continue to share, pick up where I left off, and maybe share a few prophetic words with the people. There's some of the other covenant partners, virtual members who have been following us as well, and they'll receive the word of God. Administrator Bryant, any announcements over there, woman of God? And top of the morning to you.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line on this morning. If you will, please keep in mind the announcement that was made in reference to the Lifeline Conference, June 23rd through the 25th, and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. The registration fee is $50. You can do so by registering at the ministry webpage at RubyStoryTheLetterU.org. In Cash App at Money Sign RSPIM. You can mail at RubyStoryU@yahoo.com. Please, if you will, put your shirt size in the memo section as well. If you're in the Atlanta area on this weekend, you can join Dr. Matthews at the Prison of the Mind Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information about the ministry or any Dr. Matthews engagement, or if you desire for him to speak at your conference, your prophetic summit. He's also a licensed Christian counselor. We can make that happen for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Bless you as well today. Woman of God, we bless the Lord for you, you and you and the many that are listening in. On today, thank God for the saints of God who has worked with us diligently to bring the conference alive. This is the 12 years of our Lifeline Conference 2023, 12 years in counting. And we thank God for all that he's doing. All right, saints of God, bless you on today. Thank you, Foster. Thank you, Mother Gwen. Thank you, Mother Smith. Thank you, Kingdom Leader. Thank you, those who have been connected with us and staying with us. Thank you for joining us. Amen. We're going to do a short Facebook Live, so join me over there on Facebook Live. Now, those of you who are following us who don't go over to Facebook, if you want to be a blessing, please do that now. You can go to Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. That's Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM, to be a blessing. We thank God for your seed in advance. Thank God for all that you've sown into the ministry. Thank God for your generous gift that you gave to us. We appreciate you on today, and may the Lord continue to use you awesomely. If you want to do it via Zelle, go to We Restore You. That's the letter U. We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com. We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com. Let His will be done in your life. Stay in the place of God. Let the Spirit be with you. Grow in God, develop in God, move in God, operate in God. And don't let the enemy take anything away from you that God has promised you from the beginning of time. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We're joining us on Facebook Live. Talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. The Ron Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years.
On the Lifeline. It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme, Go Big or Don't Go At All. It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's Praise and Worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., it's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m., it's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App, hashtag RFPIM, at Zelle, at WeRestoreYou at Yahoo.com. That's We Restore, the letter U, at yahoo.com. And at PayPal at www.werestoreyou.org. Please put T-shirt size in the memo section. For more information, call 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years on the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there. Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.